I need your advice.
You need my advice?
I need your advice.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
I think it,
it's that bad.
I think it was back in June. Some human piece of trash stole my Facebook account.
Oh, right, right. Uh-huh.
And I don't even know how they do it. I mean, my password is not that easy to figure out, so I don't know how they did it. Somebody went into that Facebook account, changed the password, changed the email, and changed the phone number.
Oof.
So there was no way of getting it back. I mean, because...
How did Facebook allow this? Facebook is all about, like, transparency and how they're protecting us. How did they not help you during this time?
And there's nobody to call. I mean, you can't get somebody on the phone and say, I'm screwed here, figure this out. My son is a hacker, and he just went, you're screwed. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Wow.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Because nobody can get in touch with Facebook. But I've been trying for months and months and months, and I don't want it back just because I want it back. I could care less. I just thought every time I would go on another Facebook, I would see that person online.
Oh, my God. Really? As you?
Every single time I would go on, you would see them on.
Okay.
And I would always instant message them going, hey, fuckhead, scammer. So I put all this stuff on it, on the instant message to this person, whoever stole it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I sent my license into Facebook maybe 12 times. I got somebody's email at Facebook, and I pretty much said, you know, look, there is money tied to this account. You let somebody hack this account, and now I can't get back in.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Right.
That went on deaf ears. So went on and on and on. Finally, I could get in and change the email. But you go in, and it says, all right, now give us a code. We will text you the code. But it's not my phone number.
Right.
It's
oh, shit.
The scammer's phone number. So this goes on another week. To where I have to get that changed. So I finally got that changed. I finally got back into my account.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise. I'm finally back in. So I go and I because he's still logged in. I can see his IP address. I know his, I think I know his name.
What? What's his name?
It's some Vietnam name.
Oh, okay.
And he is scamming people through my account, through my name, and I have all the messages, and they're all in Vietnamese.
Okay. Did you translate some of them?
I translated all of them. So it's like, I will send you $350,000 worth of stuff. Do you accept? And this person says yes. And then, I mean, it goes on and on. And it was only for 3 days that he sent messages to other people. He even tried to buy an ad promoting his bullshit and got blocked because Facebook saw it as a scam and blocked it. So now I can't buy any more ads because they think I'm a scammer. I don't care.
That's okay. You don't want to give them your money after they didn't really protect you.
So what I'm asking is, Homeland Security-wise, should I give these messages to somebody or just forget about it?
Oh, fuck yeah, give it to somebody. Listen, there are departments that are geared towards this specific thing, that are specifically geared towards figuring out who these scammers are and tracing them. So you have an IP address, you have a name, and you have information. That could be helpful in tracking this guy down so it doesn't happen again to you. Forget about, I mean, I know you don't care about other people.
Yeah, I care.
But this could happen again to you. And I say that to you as somebody who, here's what happened in New York City. So if you've been to New York recently and you've tried to mail a letter in a regular mailbox on the street, you may have noticed that our mailboxes now are completely glued shut. And there's a little teeny tiny slot that once you put the letter in, it basically eats your letter. So you can't get it out in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, it used to be that it was like this
open drawer that you would open.
Yeah, yeah, you'd pull this handle towards you and open it, put your letter in, and then close it. And what the scammers in my neighborhood were doing is they were taking fishing wire and glue traps, and they were putting the glue traps down there and pulling up the mail.
No way.
Yes, and I found this out because I always bring anything important. I always bring it to the post office and I mail it there. Mm-hmm. But I had a day that I was being really lazy and I'd written a check, which I never do. This was like a couple of years ago, but I had written a check a couple of years ago because the person I was sending it to didn't have ACH. They didn't have an account that I can just wire them money. There was no Venmo yet. It was right before Venmo. So I literally wrote out a check and I called. I was like, just calling to make sure you got the check. Nope, we still didn't get it. A week later, nope, still didn't get it. 2 weeks later, still didn't get it. I was like, that's not possible. So I go to the post office and I go to the bank and I find out that my check was stolen, and they had this woman on camera walking into a bank with my check, my checking account, and tried to, it was one of those phishing things where she was paid $500 to go cash a $5,000 check.
Oh, so it wasn't her, so it was somebody paying her.
Yeah, I found out later on that somebody paid her, obviously the scammer, so she was kind of in on it, was paying her $500 to cash a $5,000 check in my name with my account, but I have all kinds of blocks on my account. You have to give, I have a secret word. I have all this info. I mean, it takes forever. Like, it takes forever for me to get money from my own account. I have a secret password. I have a whole thing where you gotta, like, punch in a code. I gotta show ID. It's a whole thing. So they caught her because they said, what's the password? And she was like, what? So they caught her and they took the check. And she was not able to cash it. But at that point, after I found that out, I went directly to the police. And I found out that the police had a whole detective unit that was just looking at the mailbox phishing scams where they were stealing checks and stealing mail because it's a federal crime. And they were really grateful that a lot of people just like, ah, fuck it. They didn't get the money. I'm not going to bother. But I went in and I gave them all this information that I had. And they were like, thank you for giving us all this. And they contacted me like 2 months later. They're like, by the way, we caught them.
Really?
Yeah, because you were able to tell us your name, your check information. Mm-hmm. We tracked that down. There's video footage in all the banks. We found the woman who tried to cash the check saying she was you, and then we brought her in, and she was so scared she gave up the names of the people.
See, I think the scam that I got into is bigger than anybody could imagine, because I can look at the IP address of what somebody logged into. It started in Virginia, went to Illinois, went to somewhere in the Midwest, and then it went to California, and then it went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they put their own name as administrator on my business account.
How stupid.
But I can't get their name off. Their name is still in there.
Oh, well, no, but that's good.
Yeah, that's...
Listen, what I'm saying is, if my stupid little fishing thing going on in my little neighborhood has an entire detective bureau, a unit, an entire department devoted to stopping it, then you know that the whether it's the NSA, I don't know who the department would be.
And probably Homeland Security. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they have an entire department devoted to, in fact, I know that the FBI does because they run commercials about it.
Yeah, so it went all over the country. They put their names in my business account, and somebody friended a bunch of people, and I can go in and see who the common friend is to all those friends.
Right, but that's why I think you should absolutely get in touch with the federal government and let them know and give them all this information and give them, you'll have to, I'm sure, give them access to your account so they can see all these names. Well, no, it's, I mean, it's the FBI or it's the Homeland Security. I mean, it's the government. So you want that because you want them to get to the bottom of this. I don't know. I like justice with things like this.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking $350,000 in a couple of emails for goods and services or whatever they were going back and forth.
Right, under your name.
Under my name.
So this, yeah, I think that the main reason why you have to get in touch with the government and do something about this, and maybe somebody listening has more information than we do, and we would love it if you could contact us on our any of our social media, but I think the reason why you should do it is because your name is attached to it.
Right.
And you don't want that. You don't want that later on. You don't want the end of this story to be your name attached to this. You want there to be a record of you then right. going to the government or whatever FBI or Homeland Security is handling this particular type of case.
Yeah, I can't believe I got back in, and I can't believe they left the paper trail like that. And it's
criminals
just
are stupid.
Crazy.
Yeah, criminals are stupid. That's how they all get caught. They're stupid. Trust me, I watch a ton of these shows. Mm-hmm. There's like 0.00001% are smart enough to get away with. There's always like this DNA, or they left a cigarette butt, or there's a footprint or a shoe print. There's always something. They always leave some kind of trail, and that's how they get caught. So that's the trail they left, and they're relying on the fact that you're not going to bother.
And I will. I'll get them.
You have to.
Have to.
You gotta get them. Yeah.
Piss me off so much. I mean, you should see some of the things I was texting me. Me. Why am I on? I hate me. Yeah. So. But yeah, I want to go in and
I know that's.
And ask them if I want to go on and ask them if they ever received the goods and services they were promised. I want to get into all that, but I don't want to.
No, don't get involved like that. Okay. No. But I like the psychological aspect to it of you yelling at yourself.
Every time I would go on, I would be online. I'm like, douchebag. Hey, fuckhead. Yeah, it would go on like every 5 minutes.
Like psychologically, you do a deep dive into how you really feel about yourself. It's like, I'm yelling at myself.
No, I'm yelling.
Is this a long time coming?
No, I'm yelling at a scammer who is on Facebook friending people and selling goods and services under my name.
Yeah, this is why you have to get verified.
Right. No, like I said, I wanted the Facebook back. I wanted to get a couple of photos off of it and just destroy it. Because screw it, I don't even want it anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I just didn't want somebody else online posing as me.
Right, right.
Yeah. Fuckhead.
Well, I'm proud of you for getting to the bottom of it. And I can't wait to see what happens next once you go to the governmental site who's handling this.